This definitely was not the question I was expecting to ask. But this is something that is... I feel not only myself, but I have also seen another empaths and so forth, as you've talked about tonight.
Yeah.
And for me personally, I know it definitely connects with some of the topics we went over today, including, you know, being able to say no to those when it's extremely uncomfortable. And what you shared regarding your past, I absolutely relate to and have also had to do a lot of work, and it continues to evolve with that. But anyway, I'm rambling. My point, my actual question is, one of the areas where I feel this level of rage, which inherently does not is not my nature, show up, is when I see animals.
Yeah.
And the torture or the neglect, and I'm sure it connects to my inner child. I can't believe, there's some tears, so I can feel emotion around that. And I continue to do the healing work and always wanting to come from that highest place and so forth. But that those that don't have the voice, and it's interesting how my words are even getting, and wow, I can't speak. You feel me.
I get it.
And with what I'm doing in my work, although it's not directly related to animals, I know there is definitely a connection to how that can trigger this deep, you know, warrior side that I try to allow to heal and release, but at times
there's the problem.
I feel powerless. And
right.
Yet and so with what you've shared, I want to be able to do what I can, and I want to be able to speak and be there and to help show that help people, if they're willing, see the light of these fellow creatures that have a light of the Creator within in them as well.
Of course.
So how can I let go of and shift that?
Well, that's a great question, and I appreciate what you're asking. In this specific example, your rage over the mistreatment of animals is life revealing the specific path in which you've been chosen to positively affect. That's okay. By you trying to let this go, it's as if fighting for animal rights is less than the highest road. So here's the magic. If you spent some part of your life doing whatever you could to reduce the neglect and abuse for animals. Now, it doesn't mean you have to oppose those who abuse animals, because you always want to stand for what you're for, not for what you're against.
Yes.
Positive energy. But if you said, the anger inside of me is because I have been chosen to be so in tune with the voice and innocence of animals, then that means that the universe has chosen me to stand for this cause, and I cannot live a moment longer knowing that the things that affect me the most are going unrecognized. Now, you could spend your life supporting a cause in one way or another, however you want to do it. You blog about it, animalsdeserveLove.com, whatever you want to do. You could raise money for Best Friends Animal Society, whatever you were going to do. And even if your best efforts didn't actually save one single creature because you gave your time to the things that affected you the most, you would have fulfilled your purpose at 100% perfection. So it doesn't actually matter if you save anything at all. It only matters that the things that affect you the most, you do something about.
So that's how it connects to the no, being able to say no.
To what?
To my mother.
About what?
Oh, my goodness. Saying no to her, and that I don't want to be around my stepfather, and I don't want to go to the fucking holidays at all.
You're not right.
I see, and I know how amazing she is, and she is so strong, and I know this is her path, but, You know, it's like shit or get off the pot. You know what I mean?
I do.
Perfectly frank. Excuse me, you guys. Pardon me. But like, come on, you know, and it just, it's, and saying no to people who, you know, want to be, collaborate and create, collaborate with business opportunities and so forth, but yet want to consciously have a hard time where it just doesn't resonate with me and don't aren't willing to hold space in an open, true way.
Good. Good. So don't try to let go of the things that anger you. Recognize the anger for the injustices you see is the unfolding of your life purpose. For example, I am aware that a lot of human beings suffer. I'm aware of abuse on many levels.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the human condition. I'm aware of the opportunity humanity has to awaken and to ascend into the fifth dimension, which is guaranteed to happen, but what path we will choose is what we continue to choose. That calls to me so deeply that this is the work I dedicate my life to. There is no part of me that is called to affect reality on a political level. That doesn't mean politics are worthless. It means it's not my mission.
Right.
I'm doing my mission because when I started to see people suffering, that's what I couldn't say yes to. So the thing I couldn't say yes to became the role that I was going to play. And if there was something else that struck me that deep of a chord, I would figure out a way to dedicate my life to that as well. So the fact that you are so passionate about animals being treated with respect means that you need to just allow some part of your life, it doesn't have to be all of your life, but some part of your life needs to be dedicated to putting forth energy to do something to give animals a voice or to save them, whether it's donating your time in a no-kill shelter or whatever it is.
Raising awareness,
finding an animal that's about to be euthanized and you give them a home, something, whatever it is on whatever level, and it will come to you. And whether you saved one animal, you gave an animal at the end of its life a home to live in so it can pass on its terms, whatever you're going to do, whether you spared one animal, saved many animals, or no animals at all, the fact that you said yes to the call of injustice and did something to resolve the thing that you saw is the fulfillment of your life purpose, no matter how inconsequential or far-reaching your effect will be.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
It does. And as you're sharing this, you know, being able to say, you know, what I feel I'm here for, and then I'll, and hearing how you share it, and something I've recently felt, and it really came up today, and as we were in that beautiful space that you brought us to, which was part of why I am here is to help others recognize their own divinity.
Yes.
And to see how divine the light is within all of us.
Yes. And there's one other thing to add to your life purpose, and that's this question. You're here to help other people realize their divinity. Yes. What are you here to do for you? What's the answer to that question?
To learn to fully love and accept myself.
Good.
As I am.
And to the one that fully accepts themselves as you are, in that one's presence, others will already see and know the divinity that they are.
Yeah. Honoring your own autonomy.
Yes, right.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Namaste.